Welcome to our pre-show. And there's stuff going on today. I'm not exactly sure how it's all going to roll out, but we got some. Always, there's always something to go. You know, always something happening. It's what we want to do. You see, what we want to do. I am more and more of a mind. I think this is the way to say it, isn't it? I'm more and more. Why would that? Oh, I see. Okay. I am really. You know, I know that I have an instinct to talk about all kinds of things on the show, but I really want to narrow down the scope of the radio shows. You know, what we deal with, not so much what we deal with, but how we deal with it. And I don't want to get too much. I don't want to get too fucking heavy into show prep shit. But I just want to knock off. You know, I don't give a sh. I personally believe that a great disservice has been done. You know, when it comes to the, what is families have been denied cockpit recordings? What cockpit recordings are you fucking talking about? The cockpit recordings before the plane went missing. Oh, okay. If I was Malaysia, you know, and I understand that the Malaysia is not the United States of America, it's not. I don't know what it is. That part of the world, I don't know how they do things. But, you know, the cops over there, I suspect, have a little more say than cops over here have. In other words, the human rights thing, they probably dance around that a little bit. But pardon me while I put in my glasses. So what we're going to be doing on the show here is just taking a fucking chill on some of this bullshit, because, you know, I don't like it when talk radio strays too far into the area of our shit doesn't stink. We run the show around here. Talk radio has contributed to more confusion and stupidity and bullshit. And I don't give a fuck who you. Mark, somebody fucking linked Mark Levin. You know, Mark's a nice man. He said some nice things about me. I don't consider him to be a great broadcaster, even fucking close. I don't give a fuck what people think about what he thinks. I mean, you know, if you're a conservative and you jerk off to Mark Levin, good for you. There's no broadcast commentator that I masturbate to, unlike 90% of the male talk radio listener base. They jerk off to their favorite fucking conservative host. There's nobody, no liberal, no conservative, no. I mean, maybe if I saw Stephanie Miller nude, but only then. And that ain't going to happen anytime in, you know, anybody's lifetime. So, you know, that's it for me, man. I got no fucking interest in any of that shit. But here's the deal. Somebody sends me a fucking link to Mark Levin. I don't give a fuck. What are you sending me that goddamn shit for? You think Mark Levin is a broadcaster of any? Mark Levin is an opinion maker. Mark Levin is a commentator. Mark Levin has opinions about shit. And even his opinions about shit, I've listened to Mark's opinions about shit. And his opinions, in some instances, are not very well informed at all. They're tainted with so much fucking bias. And, you know, it's just my opinion. But here's the thing about Mark Levin. As a radio guy, he sucks a fucking dick. He is no fucking good. He's no fucking good. As just a guy that uses this medium as an entertainer, he is one of the reasons why talk radio is a steaming pile of shit right now. Mark Levin is. To some extent, Sean Hannity is. To a great extent, most of those conservative motherfuckers, with the exception of Limbaugh, who actually is a broadcaster and an entertainer and has done some things that are creative. And it's too bad that my colleagues in the radio business are so caught up in the conservative liberal thing that they don't see Limbaugh more as a colleague. They see him as a conservative. I could give a shit, you know. I mean, I'm in favor of good radio. But I'm not in favor of bad radio. And that's why I think that Mark Levin sucks repeated dicks, and on top of everything else, don't send me any fucking links having to do with that motherfucker, okay? He's a nice man as a broadcaster, I don't need any lessons from Mark motherfucking Levin. I got news for, I don't give a shit how much money he's got. Motherfucker, I got enough fucking money, okay? People don't even know how much fucking money I got. People think they know how much fucking money they got. They think because Phil Hendry may live a certain way or present a certain way. I got to tell you one thing right now. I got more goddamn money today, okay, than I did when I was fucking married. And there's a reason for that. I ain't married anymore. And the other thing that is going to be very, very abundantly clear in the days and the weeks and the months to come is I've become a much more frugal, stingy, selfish motherfucker. You know, that's just how I'm playing a game now. I'm a stingy motherfucker. I was talking about going to hanging just for the weekend, hanging at the Langham Hotel, and somebody thought that was rather exorbitant. I mean, it's not really. It's not that expensive of a place in comparison to some places, but it's. It's close. It's nice. I like it. It used to be the Ritz-Carlton. The Ritz-Carlton at one time was a fantastic hotel chain. They're slipping a little bit. Sorry, guys, at the Ritz, but you are. You're not even as good as the Four Seasons anymore, and the Four Seasons is starting to slide, you know. So, but the Langham, I'd never stayed at a Langham hotel before, and they took over the old Huntington Sheraton out here in Pasadena, and I think the place is fantastic. I've been there like 3-4 times since the Langham took over. It's gorgeous, fucking gorgeous, and it's well-appointed, and it's beautiful, and the people there are every bit as professional, if not more so. I'm not trying to run down the Ritz. I'm just telling you, you know, as a consumer. So every now and again, when I want to lay on my fucking ass and have somebody else make the bed and just get the fuck away from... You know, because I live within proximity of where I work. You know, I just, it's all here. And yes, it is the beach. But even you could be living at the goddamn. You could be living in heaven, man. I don't give a shit where you live. You could be living the finest place in the world. You're gonna get sick of it, and you want to fucking break. So, so I can do that. But there's one thing that is absolutely goddamn for sure in the time that the good Lord has allotted me. Here's a story on selfies that I picked up off of the Twitter feed from my close personal friend Dexter Porter. Dexter has a Twitter feed, and there's a story here that, and his comment was absolutely apt. The story was, scientists link selfies to narcissism. And of course, the comment was, really? Well, now, shit, we didn't know that. Here is, and naturally, the selfie that they pick is this chick underage or something, man? The one they pick is the one they're pretty sure is going to grab at least one or two. A British male teenager tried to commit suicide after he failed to take the perfect selfie. Oh, bullshit. Anyway, that's like a teenage girl, I guess. I mean, what is that? I hope it's an adult. So, see what I'm saying, man? You see what I'm dealing with here, man? So anyway, going out to the Langham Hotel and just hanging there for a couple of days. And, I I'm single now. I'm not a married guy. And I'm way cheaper than I used to be. I used to be such a generous guy. Not anymore. No, 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 no. God damn that. You know what? I'm embarrassed that I've ever taken selfies looking at these. Excuse me. I mean it. Seriously, I'm fucking embarrassed that I ever took a goddamn selfie. Oh, Jesus. These are great. Look at this. There's Kim Kardashian, the queen of the fucking selfie. Let me go ahead and give you guys a look at these. You can't see them as well as if you were on the page, but look at the look on this broad's face. Yeah, this is pretty fucking embarrassing. How you doing there, sexy? Look at this dude. Yeah, hi. I'm Wayne. Hi, I'm Jay. The seatbelt selfie. It's true, man. It's true. Now, here's this chick here who... This is her cute face. Here she is. I look so good today. I better let everyone know before I put this thing in drive and head to my shift at the Olive Garden. This is what they've called this one here. I look so good today. I better take my picture before I put this thing in drive and head to the Olive Garden. Here's one. I don't know. Somebody acting like it's a dog biting the guy's face. Unless this happens. Okay. Is this from that fucking website? The gym selfie. Because the check-in isn't enough. I ain't above a gym selfie. The pet selfie. Very interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Well, I think that we are ready to go with that, aren't we?
Very interesting indeed. Actually, that's what I should have done. Why did I have... This is this, but you'll see here. Here's the gym selfie. Because the check-in isn't enough. Here's... This is... I call this guy Dwayne Eckert. I'm Dwayne Eckert, and all of these guys, you know, they all have the... They gotta have the Chris Norton voice, don't you think? Yeah, this is Dwayne Eckert, and just check it out. The pet selfie. What the fuck is this woman... What is this, man? What is that, a monkey or some shit? What has she got? The fuck is that? Is that a cat? I can't tell. The fuck? Weird, man. Oh, here's some jackball with his dog. And I love this. The car selfie, the AKA seatbelt selfie. I look so good today. I better let everyone know before I put this thing in drive and head to my shift at the Olive Garden. That's the fucking best.
That's the best. Yes, it is.
See, now I had to, of course, naturally print every goddamn thing that there is known to mortal man. Oh, shit, man. I printed off all the fucking comments. God damn it. Is there anything more worthless than a comment section? I already know that when I've posted something, it is so goddamn perfectly bitchin' and cool, I don't need no fucking commentary on that shit. You see? I don't need it. There's Biff Wunderlach. And he's groovy as all get out, man. This guy. Hi, I'm Biff Wunderlach. Here is a guy with no shirt on, the seatbelt, and this is supposed to say, probably I'm hungover or something. Like this unattractive fella below. He knows he's unattractive. He knows that he's being, you know. Here's the blurry selfie. The just woke up selfie. I got one from a chick like this once. This chick sent me a... picture of herself laying in bed. She turned out to be the biggest, excuse my French, cunt that the world has ever... No, I did not marry her. God almighty, was this broad. I should have known. Any chick is going to send you a picture like this, man, which is to basically say this. I'm not saying that, you know, if you don't know her is what I'm saying. If you know her, you know, and then, of course, it's welcome and she's a beautiful thing, you know, but... if you don't know the broad all that well and she sends you one of these, it's basically saying, look at the piece of ass that I am and that you could partake of if you play your cards right. What? Naturally, we all get sucked in by that. Here is the pretending to be asleep selfie. This is fantastic. We know you're not asleep, asshole. You took the picture. The add a kid selfie. This is... so fucking weird. It's like this child is criminally neglected almost. It's just fucked up. Kid's bored, whatever. And there she is in it looks like a change room somewhere. She put on a bathing suit. She's got the kid with her. Oh, God. Here's just a rare gem. The more tubes you have hooked up to you, the better. What's this about? Hospital selfie? The I'm on drugs selfie. The looker below also qualifies as a look at my new haircut selfie. Well, it's also, aren't I so wacky? I'm cute. Yeah. Now, here's this broad with the duck face. It doesn't make you prettier. It makes you look... Well, she knows it makes her look stupid and desperate. It's... The duck face is supposed to be, I'm really, really cute and good-looking, but I want you to know I'm one of you. Hey, girls. This is not intended for a guy. This is intended for... this is not a sex look. This is a I'm one of you look. This is a... You totally misinterpret that. Now, here is Kim Kardashian. Is there anybody hotter? I'm kidding. Is that a duck face, or is that just her pouting out? You know, she's just doing the pout the lips thing. The pregnant selfie. Yeah, we don't want to see your motherfucking pregnant stomach, lady. That's for your husband, your family, you know. She's doing a duck face to show how gorgeous she is. Because she's pregnant. You're gorgeous to you. You're gorgeous to your husband. You may be gorgeous to us. And then again, you may not be. You may look really kind of fucked up. Okay? It's just the nature of being pregnant. The beauty of a pregnant woman first should be recognized by her husband, her lover, her man, the father of her child. He should see that. I think that's important. The rest of us, it doesn't matter, and some of us may think that you look a tad grotesque. I've seen pregnancy selfies where the female had some rather unsightly stretch marks, and to be quite honest with you, it was not attractive. I can't really put my finger on it, and even if I could put my finger on it, I wouldn't want to put my finger on it.
What about your dick?
I'm going to...
Ow, it hurt.
Never touched you.
I know.
What about my dick? Jesus. That's like Robert De Niro in Raging Bull, you know, when his wife says to him, yeah, I sucked this cock. You sucked this cock. The I'm a gigantic whore selfie, is that what it says? Yeah. I don't know. This may be a teenage girl here, okay? So, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, and I'm just saying this as a teenage girl, it's like a violation of the whole thing. Here is, I have enough money to fly on an airplane selfie, and I own earbuds. I think it's more than that. I think it's, I'm a traveling man, businessman thing. The 3D selfie, this chick's famous, man. I've seen her all over the place. It takes talent, along with class, to get a picture of that ass. By the way, we see the tag there hanging out. That's great. The fuck is this? The say something that has nothing to do with anything selfie. You had a great night. Yeah, she had a great night out. I had a great night out. Did you suck a dick? It looks like she just came back from... probably sucking several cocks, and she's proud of it, and she's got her little bag over her shoulder. And where is that, man? Is that an elevator or something? I had a great night out. Here is, I live in filth. We all make messes, but if you're going to post your living quarters on the World Wide Web, pick up your fucking room. Ain't that the truth? Plus... directing the flash right into the goddamn mirror, it's not exactly the most conducive to a... Well, there you go. So what do you think? Huh? Does that help? We printed all that shit off. Goddamn. The world that we live in. But then again, it should not be a world that surprises us. This is a world that we obviously know. You know? Because we live in this world. We've created this world ourselves. And we are a part of that world. Garcetti is asking CBS to move David Letterman to Los Angeles. Is that going to happen? We don't know. Whoa. David Letterman purposefully went to He went to New York because he wanted the show to. He wanted a late night show to return to New York. Johnny Carson had moved to L.A. in the early 70s, and that kind of rubbed a few people the wrong way, including me. I was only a punk in high school. Well, I was just out of high school, but I remember thinking, why is he here, man? Because New York is where the late-night cool fucking thing is, not fucking Burbank. I mean, in other words, Johnny Carson went from being in a studio, you know, that was out on the main boulevards of this fantastic, beautiful urban cityscape, and especially at night. You know, there's nothing that says nighttime, big-time America like the New York skyline at night. And then you walk out onto the boulevards, the neon-bathed boulevards, and the interesting people, and the pedestrian traffic, and the things that are going on, and the food, and the shows, and the, you know, and it is the bustle and the hustle and the beauty of America at night, especially. And Carson took his show out of that because I understand it was a personal decision. He wanted to go and lay on the beach and get his fucking ass tanned up and live where the stars were. He wanted to hang, you know. I can dig that. But for the rest of us, at least for me, it sort of took a little bit of the charm away. Not that it would have kept me from watching. I didn't watch The Tonight Show, and there's a reason why I didn't watch The Tonight Show. I just didn't really give that much of a fuck, you know? I suppose there's a lot of guys that I run into now, and I know more comedians now in my life than I ever did early on when I was just, you know, out there beating the bushes and beating my meat and beating up women and beating the odds and beating the spread. And pardon the language, Margaret.
Yes, beating the spread is because it makes me think of a woman spread.
A woman spreading?
Yes, and then a man beating off to it. So,
to me, it sounded like it's the spread, which is we all know the spread. And I don't think...
What do you mean, we all know the spread?
I mean, when a woman spreads, are you telling me I don't... So that's the spread. Let's get that out of the way. Now, when you beat the spread, well...
Yeah, it could be that you're making the lady feel good.
The thought that came out of your mouth, Bud, I'm gonna...
Ow! Missed me, you missed me, still missed me. You missed me again. That hit me.
All right, got one, three. I don't know, man. But I will tell you that, you know, so Carson moves to L.A., and where is he? He's in Burbank. Most of you have never been to the NBC Burbank complex. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's Burbank, man. It's like, I would compare it, if you were in Atlanta, do you know Atlanta? Do you know the perimeter freeway of any major city, and on the outside are lots of business parks and fast food, and Los Angeles is a little more developed, so Burbank is, it's okay, but it's not New York. So what you have mostly are, old school taco stands and Bob's restaurants, and then you have these sort of small businesses, tattoo parlors, restaurants, and fucking liquor stores and shit, you know. And then the freeway is zipping by there, and the whole thing smacks of you're more in a plant of some kind, a factory of some kind, than you are at a studio, you know, or a theater. Because, you know, it is a factory. Los Angeles is, like I said, you know, it's a factory town. If you go to these studios, you swear to Christ, you're in a fucking factory. You know, it's just a goddamn bunch of buildings with a bunch of guys hauling lumber and shit. So. I'm going to get this shit printed off real fast, man. Update, TSA stripper John Brennan wants a trial. This guy's stripped while he was getting his shit together, I guess. I don't know. So, check it up. It's on TSA News. I don't know. I don't know what the point is. Is it a constitutional issue? I certainly understand. It ain't worth the fight for me. You know, I'm not worried that they're going to look in the X-ray machine and see my dick. I don't give a fuck. You know, if that's what if that's how you get off, go ahead. I recognize they got to have some kind of security going on. Maybe they don't. Maybe we should just go ahead and get planes hijacked. I don't. You know, who knows anymore. Yeah, but we are sort of reaching that point of saturation on the security thing. I mean, I don't know how much more of this shit we're going to be able to take before you say, well, you know what, there's nothing we can do. The fact is, I think that we should just recognize that we're going to leave all of this to the, well, I'll tell you, some of these... links that I've got are really jacked up, man. I don't know what to say. This is just completely fucked up. Let's go ahead and print it the way it is, I guess. What in the hell? I got a really messed up... College promoting diversity names Confederacy lover as president. This is funny. A Confederacy lover. What I'm doing here, guys, is I'm just trying to get the right size. I have a problem with... I got a problem with one of these links. Kent State student arrested in shooting that causes campus lockdown. And that's all well and good, but I can't print this goddamn thing to save my ass. It's not gonna do it, man. How the hell I... Here's my problem. You can see the formatting on the... I'm trying to print this, and everything got jammed over to that left side of the screen there. So I am at a loss as to how to work this shit out. The story is right... Oh. Story is this one here. That guy looks appropriately stunned as to his predicament, doesn't he? How the fuck did I wind up here? All right, we're getting ready now to go on the air, so let's do it. Jesus Christ, I am telling you, man. We're going to get ready here to lock out of our pre-show, such as it was here this morning. It was, well, it is what it is, man.
It is what it is, and it's going to be what it's going to be.
Good morning, and welcome back to our Listen Live line here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Glad to have all of you guys with us. We're about ready to start this bitch, so buckle in. Let me just get a couple of things set up. Last night, rather yesterday, I shouldn't say last night, yesterday, I wasn't even sure that we were on the air. What?
Well, it sounds like you have emphysema. You went...
I'm fine. I'm just thinking. I'm taking a deep breath.
Yeah, I gotta take a deep breath around here.
Is that intended for me?
No, it's not intended for you.
Well, I'm asking that.
No? Not yet, I'm not. But there might be a smell.
Why, you little... You've got to let me strangle it.
I don't have to let you do anything. All right, hold on, folks. Because this here thing is about to get going, all right? It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and philhendryshow.com. We're very, very grateful that you are with us here this evening, this afternoon, this morning. I'm trying to figure out what time of day do I want it to be?
Well, why not make it the morning? That's what it is.
Yes, let's make it the morning. So, good morning. And welcome, and it's nice of you to have been so kind as to join us. Woo! Look out!